This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. U.S. Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh is denying allegations of sexual misconduct and says he will not withdraw his name from consideration for the top court. Appearing Monday on Fox News for his first television interview on the allegations, Kavanaugh said he never sexually assaulted anyone. Kavanaugh's television appearance comes one day after new allegations of sexual misconduct surfaced against him. Kavanaugh is expected to testify Thursday before the Senate Judiciary Committee, along with Christine Blasey Ford, a woman who claims Kavanaugh sexually assaulted her at a party when they were both in high school back in the early 1980s. The new allegations have prompted a key senator to call for an immediate postponement of any further proceedings by the committee, which is considering Kavanaugh's nomination. President Trump said a second summit with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un is in the planning stages. Trump said Kim is enthusiastic about resuming talks.
I see tremendous enthusiasm on behalf of Chairman Kim toward making a deal, and I think that that's something that's very good. We are in no rush. There's no hurry. We got back 3 months ago or so. I think we've made more progress than anybody's made in ever. Frankly, with regard to North Korea, I really believe North Korea has tremendous economic potential, and I believe that Chairman Kim and the people of North Korea want to see that potential arrived at, and we will help them to that end.
Trump first proposed the idea of helping North Korea economically during their first summit in June in Singapore, based on Pyongyang's showing a commitment to getting rid of its nuclear arsenal. President Trump says he will meet with Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein on Thursday, following news reports that the Justice Department's number two official was expecting to be fired.